Oh, this is a good song to play her in. Legs by ZZ Top. Allie Ray, she was a nurse. She turned into a top OnlyFans creator. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. And we're neighbors. You live in, or at least you're originally from the Boston area, right?
Oh.
Yeah, from Boston, South Shore.
All right. Did you dress up for Halloween?
I had a couple of different costumes. I was a naughty cheerleader. Oh, obviously a naughty cheerleader. And then I had a little Jason costume that I wore just, you know, with the kids. So, yeah, I had a couple other ones, too, that I did, like, photo sets in. But I didn't go to, like, any really big Halloween events this year just because I had today's, like, a busy day for me and I didn't want to be hungover. But, yeah, it was pretty low-key for me this year.
Let's see, your last post on Instagram, it's the red with white polka dot bikini.
Cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
That's a cherry blossom.
Oh, right. That was for the kids for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Right. Hand a candy. Yeah, here's a candy. Right.
I got to do the little pinchy thing with the fingers. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah, you got to zoom. You got to zoom in.
Then there's one where you're in a bikini coming out of a pool with a red, white, and blue. This feels like a 4th of July.
That was the business shot, yes.
Yeah, I'm very, very patriotic, yes.
Yeah, okay, naughty cheerleader. Wow, that you know, that cheerleading outfit probably wouldn't work at high school.
For the homecoming?
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of underage there.
Underboob.
Yeah.
Underboob.
Oh, yeah, there's your Halloween costume. You got a jersey with the Jason mask on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wore that one with the kids. That one was pretty tame.
But did you wear pants when you were with the kids?
Just little, like, black shorts underneath. So.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When you go around with the kids and the trick-or-treat and the dads must be like...
That was the formal wear, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. You got to eat a Snickers real fast.
The kind you go to church in, yes.
That's right.
What do you think of my costume?
No, you eat Twix.
Yeah. Whatever.
Need a moment? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a commercial man. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we...
What were you guys for Halloween? Did you dress up?
My wife was
bored.
My wife was a devil. I was an angel.
Oh.
I don't know if you were like, oh, that's cute or oh, that's pathetic.
Right.
I couldn't tell either.
I think
no, I was actually like your wife. So your wife was the devil. You were the angel. I was thinking the opposite around. But I
right.
You.
Well, that was
the point.
I would probably say the same thing.
That was the joke.
Right. Opposites day. Yes.
Yeah. AJ?
I was Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Okay, cool.
Ashley, you saw her costume. We sent you pictures.
Mm-hmm.
She was Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she's over the top. She was amazing. Like, I felt like, okay, I really need to up my game. Seriously, it was so, like, she looked identical. I'm so glad she sent the pic with the actual Wolverine because I was like, you nailed it. Like, it's just perfect.
Let me write this down. She needs glasses.
No, AJ, my costume was frigging great.
And she's modest, too. That's the best part.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Very modest.
I worked very hard.
Wonder Woman fueled by Fireball.
Yeah, did you send her sober pictures of you? What part of the night?
I sent her the pictures that I posted on Facebook. So the side-by-side of me and Gal Gadot.
Yeah, not many people put a comparison of themselves to somebody else on their own Instagram. Like, here I am, and here I am.
It helped. It helped me. It did. Because then I could see kind of, I mean, it was like, it was perfect. She did so good.
She did.
It was kind of like a before and after.
You're
before
not.
Dexatrim, after Dexatrim.
You're not funny, AJ. You're not funny.
I loved it.
All right. So you liked your costume?
I did. I thought it was adorable. I thought it was super cute.
Thank you.
All right. What do you think she could have done to make it better?
Ooh. Give it somebody else.
No. I really don't see how you can improve. I mean, it was perfect. And she's great legs.
I see what's happening.
Wonderful.
Great legs. Did you hear that?
Great legs.
She's being nice.
She does. No. They're great. They look good.
I think Ashley sent her a script with this picture.
Right. And a check.
You kidding me? A beautiful OnlyFans model telling me I have great legs? I'm writing this one down with a time and date.
She does. honest to God, it made me think when I seen it, I was like, you remember when everyone would like go nuts over Carrie Underwood's legs on her on concert? Like, cause her legs were so perfect. Yeah. I was like, oh, she's such good legs. Like, that's the vibe really? I got right away. I thought they looked good.
Hey.
It's a girl thing. We notice stuff like that.
Wow, your Instagram's very entertaining, by the way. I'm just scrolling through. It's like I was going to like dial up Ashley. I'm like, I'm having a hard time leaving this Instagram. It's the Allie Ray, and it's Allie, A-L-L-I-E-R-A-E. Let me go to Ashley now. I got to
go to Bangs and Teeth.
Ashley.
Brought to you by Fireball.
Are there pictures of you in your costume? Of course.
Right. Of course there is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but not, they don't have, where are the legs here?
Yeah, I don't, I think not. I sent her a separate photo.
No.
Oh, no, there, it's see, number three.
I got the good stuff.
I don't see it.
Oh. Yeah, it's the third one. I'm fighting Eric.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The full body shot.
Right.
I don't think you win that fight, by the way.
No. Because you wouldn't have gotten within arm's length.
His arm. Did you see the dripping blood?
You did it just to get him to drive. I'm too drunk. You drive. Slash. Okay.
I thought that was a mark from the pull over to the drive through.
Yeah, really? Pull over.
Right.
I'll bite you. I want a chicken sandwich.
We did look for Popeyes on the way home.
Allie Ray is on, and she's a top OnlyFans model. She went from being a nurse to being a top, not just an OnlyFans model,
right.
A top OnlyFans model.
An upper tier.
like you're top 1%, right?
Top 0.01%.
Wow.
That was my grade average.
The tippy top.
0.0.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, 0.0.
It's crazy. I mean, not that, yeah. You know, but isn't that something?
But
and
she
I'm
misses
fascinated with this, not in a creepy way. Yeah. I have a super smoking hot wife who I love to death. She was also a nurse.
Yeah.
But I'm fascinated at this because how do you make money? Just I think people think it's easy, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
you make money because you're good looking, but there's a lot to it, right?
So I shouldn't do it.
Oh, there's so much. The hours you put in, I mean, compared to nursing, I mean, they're very comparable or more. And the thing is, it doesn't stop, you know, but it's kind of it's self-employment. So whatever you put into it is you're putting it in for yourself. You know, you're doing it to make money for yourself. But it is over a full-time job. It is definitely not as easy as just posting a cute pic on Insta. It definitely takes work and thought and process and.
Okay, yeah, so let's go through this because I want to be educated. So job requirements, you got to be in great shape, first of all, right?
Not necessarily, though. You know, that's the cool thing about OnlyFans is that there is literally someone for everyone.
There's an audience for everybody. Yeah.
There really is. I mean, there's people of all sizes, color, shapes, and everything. And I think that's what's cool about it because sometimes, I mean, it is shocking, but there are top models who aren't in necessarily the greatest of shape,
no.
But they are maybe great.
They have something that they
else.
Work.
They're like a turkey
right,
leg.
But for you, let's just say the Allie Ray Incorporated company, right? You have to be in great shape, right? So you have to watch what you eat, clearly.
I mean, I should. I haven't been.
Oops.
I actually put on a teeny bit of weight because I got a little lazy, but. Yeah, I should ideally be in maintain my shape.
So diet and exercise.
Yes.
Okay. Well, sounds like you're not doing that.
Like having a grape, for example, for dinner. I had
no,
a grape.
I'm actually sitting next to a bag of like 25 glazed munchkins from Dunkin' this morning.
Nice.
But, you know,
I feel
in
like
moderation.
You know what? I see these models on Instagram and they're eating like all this bad food. I'm like, this is so fake.
Right.
Like you want to be relatable to us regular people, but you don't eat like that. You can't.
Well, you can, but you just got to either work it off or stick your finger in your throat. One of the two.
Well, which is one is a horrible affliction.
Right.
But you don't eat like that all the time. You have munchkins near you, but you're not, you know, that's not your normal breakfast.
I do eat munchkins every day and I like steak, but I do walk a lot. I live on the beach now in Florida and I walk to Dunkin', walk back. So I do, and walk to dinner, walk to the bar. You know, we do a lot of walking. And so I think some of that's kind of balancing off some of the poor eating habits.
So if you see somebody walking down the beach eating a steak, it's you. See that girl walking down the beach eating a steak on a fork?
She's working those calories off.
But so spa, yeah. Skincare, like you dip yourself in lotion every night, so all that stuff.
Yeah, that's important. I think that's like hair, nails, you know, anything to make, like I am the type of girl, like I've never had extensions. I never got my eyelashes done or anything until this industry, because you just want to be the easiest way to be camera ready every morning. To be honest, that's how your day starts. You have to get up, do your hair, your makeup, get everything together. So anything you can do to make that easier, you know, like eyelash extensions or whatever, it just makes things go quicker in the morning.
Just get a filter.
There's a lot of wear.
All set.
Yeah, so or filters. You could, but some of that stuff, I think that's getting a little inundated. There's so much of that. You know, there's filters that do smoothing, but then there's filters that completely change people's faces, and it's like, holy cow.
Yeah, I need that filter.
And you could tell, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what we should do. Next time you're on, you could give AJ some advice on.
Oh, there's no advice at all.
Up his game.
Hers would be just stay with my camera.
As a girl, do you ever have like those lazy days, like those days where you just don't want to shave your legs and wear sweatpants? Because I have those sometimes.
Yeah, it's Monday through Friday.
Oh,
for you.
I'm having her today. Like, my husband is always on me. Like, okay, we getting up today? We working today, or what are we doing? You know, he's always trying to pick. Because I'm like, oh my god, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do my hair. I don't want to make my makeup. I don't want to shave my legs.
He throws a munchkin at the door.
You know,
go get it. Go get the munchkin. Okay.
What is his involvement?
I do work right, for munchkins. Yes.
So you get up and it's like, all right. And he's like, hey, you want to work today? Is he taking the pictures or what's he doing?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. Like, you know, we have a lot of business calls that we work off. You know, you start about filling your pipeline and, you know, you really are planning for like the next 2 years out. So we're always,
really?
You know, looking for different opportunities and you want to keep the traffic coming. So that, you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes with that and making sure you're active everywhere. So he does a lot of that stuff for sure.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Helping with, yeah, equipment and things like that. But it's, yeah, it's just every day. It is. You need to take days off.
A lot of the stuff around the house where, you know, you're in the kitchen doing something fun or whatever. That's not just, you know, you're in the kitchen and you say, oh, you know, it would be good. Like, I should record this. That's planned, right? Like, you schedule your day. Like, we're going to do a photo shoot in the kitchen today.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of my photo shoots, I definitely will take the day to do. But honestly, for my OnlyFans stuff, most of it is very just like, selfie, here we go. Like, that's kind of what it's supposed to be like, not such big production. More of the Instagram stuff is, you know, like where you actually stop and I'm going to take a photo. But I do a lot of stories and very interactive on my Instagram, and that stuff is pretty candid. I mean, I don't really plan a lot of it at all, to be honest. Yeah, that's just picking up the phone and recording. But there are moments where I'm like, okay, this has got to be on camera, you know, obviously, and you run over and turn it on. But it's still very organic and, you know.
Superstar on Instagram OnlyFans is Allie Ray, and we asked her right before the break, what are some of the big money requests you got?
Well, always the biggest request that are the most, you know, that people are willing to pay the most for are the fetishes. They're just, you know, they're unique. Not everyone will do them. And so, you know, they certainly, they're the highest paying. But I've ran across, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I've been having, I don't know how I got in this scene, but apparently I have become the Lunar Girl. Lunars, have we talked about Lunars? I don't think we have.
No.
How about the moon?
So, no, not the moon, ballooners. So they're like,
oh, ballooner.
Ballooners.
Oh.
So these particular people find women blowing up and popping balloons or sitting on balloons to be erotic, and they like it. And this first came across to me, and I thought it was a joke. And I guess once I did some work for one or two of them. Now I have so many just flooding my inbox. I've just kind of become the go-to for this. But they're called Lunars, and they literally clothed, fully clothed. There's no, like, sexual to this. Wanted to see you blow up and pop balloons. Some of them aren't so big on the popping part.
Now, when you're saying fully dressed, you mean dressed like you are on your Instagram, not like fully dressed like you're going to a wedding.
No, yeah. I mean, I usually do wear something kind of sexy, but that's not a big part of what they want. They really just want to see you blow up the balloons. Some of them want to see you pop the balloons. There's a few that like the huge ones to sit on, which I could see that part I was able to like understand a little bit, but huge money in this because again, it's not something they're just is readily available that all models are doing or that all models are even familiar with. When the request first came to me, I was like, oh yeah, I do looning. And I was Googling and looking on YouTube. I'm like, what the hell is looning?
Yeah, you should probably check so first.
How do you spell this? Let me look at this.
Lunars, L-O-O-N-E-R-S.
Lunars.
So E-R-S.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Lunars.
Lunars.
Well, it's I can like a thing, that. And the New York Post did a story on it before. Like, it's a thing.
It said, hate to burst your bubble, but.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Just a bunch of girls with balloons.
Right.
It's a thing.
Oh. Who knew? How do you find out this is what you like?
We can make some money.
Wow.
Yeah, I have no clue. But yeah, now I'm like, I do it a lot because it's so easy and they're so grateful.
Yeah, you know, it's not weird
and profitable.
It doesn't seem weird. It's not like you're, you know.
Hey, just popping a balloon. You're blowing up and popping it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can do it at work.
Yeah.
Do you rub your, you know, you try to get static electricity from parts of your body or you're rubbing.
Right. Or make your hands stand up.
I'm just trying to think of creative
ways.
The
helium, some of the helium, like speaking with the helium. Oh, a couple of
this
them
is
like
great.
That,
right. I love it.
Isn't it? It's just nuts to think about all these different things that I was never aware of.
And they pay big money for that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And buy some balloons.
Yeah. I did. I bought a 500 count on Amazon right away. I was like, oh, I'm in this.
Oh, yeah, we're in. We're in.
So
this thing fuels
balloons
itself.
Everywhere all over the house. It's hilarious. But, yeah, and now I order different types of balloons, like big shaped ones, because there's balloon websites and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it's the fetish community, like I said, they are always the highest paying because it's not something that's readily available out there. They know it's unique and you know, they pay for it.
You get asked to, you know, do birthday greetings.
In a helium voice?
Happy birthday to you.
Pop.
That's wild. So what's the most frequent request you get?
Probably outside of just your traditional videos and stuff. My most frequent request would be, like, I get asked to buy personal items all the time, like articles of clothing, things like that. That's something
like a shopper. I need some Calgary.
Oh, wait. So someone will say, I want to see you in this bikini.
Oh.
That, or they'll say, like, oh, I seen that pic you posted in that one. I want to buy that from you. Or will you send that to me? Don't wash it. Just send it to me.
Oh, that's great.
You've got to wash that.
No.
No.
Now you don't.
Wash. Nope.
Now, and they, you know, so who sets the price on that?
Well, for me, the way that I do it, if it's a piece of like lingerie that I love, I say no. If it's something, I usually the cost of the piece itself, plus obviously then there's the convenience of, or, you know, of shipping it and things like that. And then just the obviously, it can be a lot.
You gotta replace it, you gotta drop it in the store. Yeah.
Wait. What were you saying? A couple hundred bucks?
Yeah. Like for instance, for a pair of undergarments, I don't know what I can say on air, but like a bra or panties or something like that.
Okay.
You know, those are pretty affordable. They're pretty cheap. So just the cost of the item and then usually like $150 or more. So you can, and then if I ship in bulk, you know, I'll usually go cheaper. But
ship in bulk.
They want like the entire
week
clothes?
Three panties, two bras, and that bikini I wore.
Right. I'll just send a whole hamper.
Well, yeah. And some
That's
people want
awesome.
It quick overnighted, so they got to pay for the shipping, and
they can
get really high up there.
They want it just freshly worn, like it was just off your butt. It's almost still warm.
Yes.
That's great.
Oh, yes, in a Ziploc bag, so you can preserve all of the naturalness.
We had that with Ashley. We had a tribe member call up, and he has a thing for women's socks and feet. And you wore socks for how long? Many days?
Well, 5 days.
Five days. Put it in a Ziploc bag, and he bought it, and we donated it to the toy drive.
There was condensation in the bag.
That
and everything.
Happened.
It was 2 days and then 2 days because she washed it in between.
You guys are awesome.
I didn't.
I love it.
It was like a Ziploc bag and fresh juices.
And then you wore socks underneath the socks.
But this woman is a Navy veteran. She got out of the Navy and said, how can I continue to help people? She becomes a nurse.
Yeah.
She starts posting pictures on Instagram, and the hospital's like, not so much. And now she's big, like 0.01% top OnlyFans model.
And selling laundry.
I love this story. I think it's a movie. Don't you?
I would love a movie. I think that'd be great.
I'd watch it.
Sometimes I have to stop and think, and I'm like, I do kind of shock myself. I'm like, this is a very weird story. Like, how does this happen? How do I go? Because I don't think I can tell people. People look at me now and they're like, oh, that's that girl from Instagram, or that's that model. But the reality is, that was not me a year ago. You know, like, I was truly just a nurse. And I hate to say just a nurse, but like, this was not my lifestyle. And so sometimes I stop and I'm like, this is really odd, like psychologically, how you go from that to this. And it really would make a good movie, because to talk more freely about the transition and things and how all this came about is incredibly interesting. And definitely something I never would have seen myself doing. So
no, people,
how I got here is.
And yeah, no, we got to have you back because we ran out of time again. But, you know, people think you're just taking a picture of yourself and posting it, making $1 zillion. There's a whole deal that each time we talk to you, we find out a little bit more about your day.
Right.
And it's not just taking pictures.
No need to do laundry anymore.
All right, Allie Ray, that's right. You never have to do laundry. Get rid of the washing machine.
Right.
All right, Allie Ray, thanks for coming out. We're linked up to your stuff on the radio station website.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.